Father, I thank you for John Paul. I thank you for the call of God that's on his life, Lord, and just the things that you were doing, just the new things, Lord God, even in this time. John Paul, I see you going around in circles. It's like you're going in circles and circles and circles. But the Lord says that you're not going in circles. I actually see like a record. And it's almost like as you're going in more and more and more, you're getting closer to him. And all this time that you've been going in circles, it's like that needle on that record. It's actually producing a sweet song to the Lord. I see the Lord even begin to put something new in your heart. There's a new song that God is putting in your heart that you're going to release. God is about to release something in you that's going to be new, yet it's old. It's new, yet it's old. There's something that's in you, something God's placed that He's going to give you to release, but in a new way. I see, like, talents and giftings, but with a new flair. I see risk written on your forehead. Risk. Lord says, step out and take a risk. Believe that it is me. I'm going to show you things, says the Lord, that at first is going to seem, what? This, I don't know, but Lord says, it is me. As you seek me, as you pray, you're going to see that I'm going to drop this, and I'm going to drop that, and then this. And even though you don't have the whole piece of the puzzle, you say, okay, this is enough. Lord says, go with it. I've called you to be a risk taker in my kingdom, says the Lord. Because as you take the risk, great rewards are coming. Great rewards. But they are safe risks because they are in me, says the Lord. I see you going to a shelf, and I see you beginning to take things off a shelf, and you're dusting them off. Things that you put years ago. The Lord says, He wants you to revisit back again. Old words, promises that you believe for. Because the Lord says, I've given you also a breakthrough anointing. I have given you a forehead of flint to just charge right through to the point that I see the Lord reaching in and taking the word no out of your vocabulary. That you're not going to be able to say no. You're going to say, yes, Lord. And off you're going to go. I see boldness. I see confidence. I see authority rising up in you. I see almost righteous indignation that you are going to hate injustice. And you're going to see that things are done right. Because God has given you great authority to speak. I see your voice speaking. I see the waves begin to move. And I see the waves go across the air. And I see resonation. I see the enemy begin to resonate as well. Because you're one God has given great authority to. Bro, it's time to step out of the boat. Time to walk in the water. Because now you're going to know what I'm made of. And you're going to know what you're made of. Lord says, you've always had it in you. When are the times I'm going to prove it to you? When I call step out of the water and wash you with things. Because you and I can do all things, says the Lord.